Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, where we feature great interviews, inspiring stories, and candid conversation. So join us.
Hey, this is Seawolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Wendy, and I'm co-hosting the show tonight with Tara. Hey, Tara.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Hey, I'm excited because we have our whole My Military Life team on the show tonight, minus one, but she had to work tonight, so that's okay. So I'm excited. We have a lot going on and a lot of...
It's going to be crazy.
I know, it's going to be crazy, yes. I got to turn my volume down on my computer. Sorry. Beep.
I think that's mine, and it said, oh, man, I just had to pee.
yes, and I just poured myself something to drink, some tea, so I hope that you guys are have something, you can spend the next hour with us relaxing. And if you're on the treadmill, try not to spill whatever you're drinking.
It's dangerous, and make sure it's not hot. If you're listening to us via our podcast on demand, welcome to the show. We invite you to tune in live the second and the fourth Tuesdays of the month at 9 p.m. Central Time. If you're listening live, be sure to introduce yourself in the chat room. Just remember OPSEC, Operation Security. Someone will be moderating our chat room tonight, thanks to, I believe, Tori and Marla are going to be in there. If you're on Twitter, we love Twitter. We're at My Military Life, and you can hashtag My Military Life. I'd love to say hashtag things now. It's just
a
habit.
I know, me too.
And if you're on Facebook, look for us at facebook.com/mymilitarylife. No hashtags. Hashtag Wendy, you're awesome. That's what we should have on there. Hashtag mymilitarylife rocks. Do that.
Yes, I'm loving the hashtag thing. Because if you're on Twitter and you're new to it, you're not quite sure, it's like an easy way to search something. So if you want to follow the conversation on a certain keyword, if you can think in terms of keywords like back in the day, that's what the hashtag is. So you just click on it.
But hashtag is just a pound sign. I don't know why they don't just say pound.
I don't know either.
It's so confusing. Why is it a hashtag? That's a pound sign. Give me a break.
I get it.
You're confusing me.
Yeah. So we have a couple of minutes here to talk about what we've been up to since the last show, and... at the end of the show, we'll do our little fireside chat that we like to do at the end. But we want to make sure that, you know, we catch up with each other because it's been a couple of weeks since the show. So anything exciting going on in your world?
There's a few things that are exciting in my world. I got a job.
Yay!
And that's fun. I'm gonna hashtag, no, very cool. With the Military Child Education Coalition. Very fun. So that's going to be exciting. And exciting news at my house. Oh, I had some things. Nope, that's it. I gave up the gym every day. I didn't give it up. I got, sick, and so I didn't go. And I'll tell you, everyone, it is hard getting back on that horse. Is that what you get on? The wagon that the horse is pulling. I cannot get back on that exercise kick I was on.
I haven't done anything in a week, you know.
Ew.
It's been, yeah. I'll get into all
what
that
about
in
you?
A minute.
What you been up to? Ooh,
okay,
you have fun things.
I have fun things. So Craig is home. We're very happy about
Yay.
That. So he's home for a little while. And
he's a cool guy.
I haven't even I feel like I've just been, the past 7 days has been a little bit crazier than normal. And we've been hanging out a lot, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
And today, I guess, sure, just a quick story, and then I'm going to get serious for a minute. But, you know, so we go to the commissary, we go to the exchange, we go to the commissary, two quick trips because we had to get tires on the truck, and we had to go pick them up, pick up the truck, whatever. And so we go to the exchange, and I got to meet this new military author who we're going to, I have two of his books, and I'll tell you guys more about him later, but Craig went into the exchange, and so the guy's like talking. I'm like, I just want your books. Here's my card. Give me your card. You know, I bought the books, and I figured we get so many free books, I don't mind paying
for this.
He's an Army Special Forces guy who wrote a historical fictional story about a couple of battles or something like that. I don't know. He's Special Forces, so whatever those people do.
I don't know. Scary
so
stuff.
I'm like, I gotta go. I'm like, this is the first time my husband's been in the exchange since he's been home, so I'm not sure how well he's gonna do in there with all those people. So I really, really, I gotta go. So that went okay. He found what he needed. I got some Valentine's Day stuff, and then we ran over to the commissary. And so we're in the commissary. He says, let's do self checkout. I said, oh, I don't know about that, because you know it never works, right?
No, always messes up.
So like after it beats like six times, your item does not match the weight, please replace your item into the bag. And I could tell that he was scanning and I was bagging. I could tell this was not going well. And there was a, you know how you can buy cherry tomatoes in a little plastic bin?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? So he scans these tomatoes like 1, 2, 5 times. He's getting really frustrated, and I'm about ready to just make a run for it. And he tries one last time, and he squeezes the bag or the little boxes.
No way. Everywhere?
Everywhere. All over the floor. And the poor commissary girl comes over right away. She's like, oh, sir, let me help you with that. And there's cherry tomatoes.
Well, now you're paying for like 6 tomatoes because they're on the ground.
Oh, my gosh. I was ready to tell everybody, okay, duck and cover, because I just thought he was going to lose his mind. But he did really good. He just took
That's
deep
funny.
Breath. Oh, my gosh. It was crazy.
That thing,
so we got
I have to
content.
Tell you, that specific self-checkout, if it's the weather's strange outside, it's like humid, when the doors open, the pressure changes, and then it goes off. They all quit. Like, they think something's wrong with the weight.
Get out.
No, I promise. So, like, if you're scanning in the summer, because they pretend it's humid here. Anyone who lives really near water would laugh at that. But you're scanning, and then the doors open, and you feel the heat hit, and then it starts beeping at you every time.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, at least I feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
So that's my crazy, I know it's a story, but anyway.
I wish you had a camera, because just the tomatoes on the ground, his monster
took my cell phone
hand
out
crushing
and took
them.
Took pictures.
He's
of
a big
it.
Guy, everyone. So, yeah, that's
I did. I almost took picture of with my phone of all the cherry tomatoes, but I thought if he looked up at me and I was taking a picture of him bent down picking up cherry tomatoes, it would not have been.
Oh, he was bent down picking them up?
Yes. And
oh,
was the lady?
Nice
the lady was picking them. I was picking. Everyone was picking them up. The
I would just pick them. Can't you just kick them to the side?
Oh my gosh, it was really
that's funny.
Crazy. So yeah, and new tires, and so we're just getting to know each other all over again, which has been kind of fun and kind of crazy, annoying.
And he's a funny guy. Like, I think he is a fun guy. You never know what your people's husbands are going to be like. You know, you meet them, their husbands are deployed.
Yeah.
You're like, she's so awesome. We're going to have the best double dates ever. And then you meet the other spouse, and you're like, oh, not so much. You know what I mean? Is that just me who does that? So
no, it's true.
And so I'm like, yay, I like him. He's awesome. And this is right out of, you know, an overseas situation. So it's not he could not be awesome. He could be awesome in 2 months or 4 months, but he's cool now. So I'm hopeful that when my husband comes around, like he's gone, it'll be fun. Everybody will like each other. So
yeah, we'll have to let you know how that goes when our husbands meet each other.
Well, that'll be hilarious. Wouldn't that be the worst, though? They're like, no, I hate him. I hate him. He stinks.
You can hang out.
It won't happen
because
they're awesome.
So we'll let you guys know what happens with that. So, all right, so that's my quick story. Now, I do have to get serious for 1 minute because I want to make sure that we in the beginning, I want to say just a couple words about Chris
Your
Kyle.
Your voice
the
is
baby.
Even seriouser.
Yeah, because I pulled up the I'm trying to be a little more serious. I pulled up the webpage for it. I want to say just a quick, just send out our thoughts and prayers to the family of Chris Kyle,
right.
The Navy SEAL, who they had the memorial today in Texas,
mm-hmm.
and they buried him in Austin, and then yesterday they had the big memorial service at Texas Stadium. And so you know Chris Kyle because he wrote the book American Sniper, the autobiography of the most lethal sniper in U.S. military history, with something like over 150, you know, confirmed kills. I heard an interview once where someone asked him how many people he had, quote, killed, and he's like, I prefer to think of the number that I've people that I've saved versus, you know,
right.
the other number. So just an American hero, no doubt. And the state of Texas really came out for him the last
mm-hmm.
couple of days, and so I just wanted to put that out there, that our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends and the whole military family that's mourning a loss of a great great person.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's so sad. Texas is so patriotic. I mean, you hear about it, but once you're here, I mean, it's infectious. You know what I mean? They're just, they're really reverent, so I like
they
it.
They are.
I like
and
these people.
There's no place I've ever lived that has the state pride that
oh,
Texas
goodness,
do.
No. I don't know. Have you been to Arizona? We rock it out. I'm just kidding. We all
well,
have tattoos
I don't know.
Of
I mean,
Arizona.
Look at Vanessa. I think Vanessa even has a Texas state flag on her wall. I've seen a picture of her. I don't know if it's
Tories,
Vanessa or Victoria.
Do we go
Tory.
Texas, yeah.
Somebody has a picture of a Texas. She says, we have an entire Texas room. Yes.
I have an Arizona room, but it's just a porch. No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
we
my
have
gosh.
Everything.
Okay.
Sorry. Well, I have to say this. When we were in Japan, they would buy at the gift shops. You could go to the military gift shops, and they would have, like, you know, the wooden plates and stuff that are popular right now from somewhere, the Philippines, somewhere. And the only state that they carried, because they didn't carry them in the shape, except Texas. It was hilarious. Like, that was the only thing other countries would make things in the shape of Texas, but not, like, Arizona. Can I get a rectangle with the – come on. What's up with that? That's just a regular plate, I think. But you know what I mean? It's so funny that even they know people from Texas will buy plates. They'll buy all kinds of things.
Oh,
yes.
Right. It's no joke, man. Jack.
Go Longhorns,
no
Vanessa said.
Oh.
That was my exciting news. I forgot my husband met the guys from Duck Dynasty at the airport. But that's not my news. I didn't meet anybody. Though it is my profile picture on Facebook.
I'd only seen like 2 episodes, and then after you posted, look who's in the picture, Jack, or something, I'm like, who's Jack?
My husband
finally
posted
watched
that.
A few episodes. I'm totally new to the Duck Dynasty thing, and I'm like,
oh,
now
I
get
it.
Now I keep saying Jack. But okay, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get started. We're going to introduce you to our team over at My Military Life. We have a lot of new bloggers, and we've been putting this show together for a while, and we're excited for you to meet the voices behind our team and our blog. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to My Military Life Radio. We'll be right back up after the break, and first up is Vanessa. You'll get to meet her. All right? Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment, or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA, we know what it means to serve.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Up next is Vanessa. She is one of the newest bloggers over on the site. Hey, Vanessa, how are you?
Howdy, howdy. How are you, ladies?
Yay. It's so fun to hear your voice.
Yay.
And weird.
To actually hear each other. I know, it's weird hearing each other's voices when, you know, all you see are words on a blog, you know.
And we're typing like, oh, hi, on Facebook. How
yes,
are
and
you?
It's true because we haven't talked to Vanessa. I talked to her really briefly before we started the show. So this is a new experience for all of us. So it's really cool. And you're on the East Coast, so thanks for staying up with us.
Not a problem. I have an infant who thinks this is party time, so this is prime time for me.
Oh, well, we're excited to have you. So let's just jump right in. And can you tell our listeners and readers of the blog just a little bit more about yourself, including like how long you've been married to the military and what branch?
Sure thing. To start off with the latter of the questions, I've been married to the military for 3 years, and my husband is Navy, hoo-yah. And a little bit about me. I currently went back to school so I could finish my bachelor's. So I have 3 classes left, and then I get my bachelor's degree. So I can almost taste the freedom.
Woo, that's awesome.
That's great.
Yes, it's awesome. And other than that, I recently took a sabbatical from work so that I could be a stay-at-home mom and finish up school. So
cool.
I've been discovering my creative side with artwork and seeing how well I can fold, since folding is not my forte.
It's those fitted sheets, the bane of my existence.
Oh, I hate fitted sheets.
That's so funny.
So
I have a question. Are you going to tell me
anything?
Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
What is a unique experience that you've been a part of because you're married to the military? And do you have a favorite? Oh, that's a hard one.
Unique experience. I think the most unique experience would probably be homecoming. That was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that. I'd never seen that many people on the pier, weathering the cold, getting all excited, holding up signs. Just the atmosphere when you drove up, you know, it was just exciting. It was incredible. Now, granted, my husband surprised me before the actual homecoming day, so I was able to see it almost from a different point of view than the other spouses and family members who were actually waiting on their significant other. So from both sides, I was just on a, you know, on a high the whole entire week. It was awesome.
And that's really cool. I'd love to see that. Since we're, you know, we're Army, we don't get to see ships coming in. The buses bring them. And it's not as exciting as the ship, I think. So very exciting for our husbands. But, I mean, that's, like, been in, like, history. You know what I mean? Pictures of
right.
it. It's so dramatic. I just would love to see that. I'll fly in and go see some of your husbands. Yay!
I know. We'll have to crash
Vanessa's
someone's
husband.
Homecoming.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I have to share a blogger embed story. But I'll do that later in the show. So, Vanessa, you have to stick around for that because it involves homecomings. So,
okay.
Kind of a sneak peek to later. All right. So, what is, you know, you're kind of a new military spouse. And for people that don't know Vanessa yet and haven't read any of her blog posts yet, you know, she did one of the most crazy things that, could happen as a military wife. And that's give birth while your sailor's at sea or your
mm-hmm.
husband's deployed. And it's just, like, just awe-inspiring and just such a brave. You're so brave. And we just, I'm like, I'm just so, like, proud of you and in awe of you at the same time. So I want to know, what do you wish that as a new military wife that you would have known that no one told you? somebody could have given you?
No one told me to not make plans. I've always been a planner. Like, you know, you can ask my husband. I think I have everything for this whole entire year planned out. Just because I like to know what's happening and where we're going and what we're doing. And this deployment threw me for a loop because nothing happened the way I had planned it. And, you know, just a lot of things happened worldwide that caused, you know, things to get a little askew. And I had to really just evolve as a mother and as a person to adapt to those changing situations. And, I mean, it really tested my strength as a wife and as a mom and, you know, as a friend even, to just try to endure through those challenges. So I definitely learned I don't make as many plans as I used to. They're more flexible now.
Isn't that strange? That's like the weirdest feeling when you're like, well, we're thinking we're going to go on vacation here and then just wait and see. It's stressful for planners.
Oh, it is. It is. But, you know, you live and you learn.
How much time do we have? Do we have time for another question?
Yeah, we do. We're good.
Oh, yay. So what are some of the topics that you've planned on writing about in 2013? Don't say the gym. No, I'm just joking.
I actually was going to say my weight loss journey.
Okay. I'll join the forces of you, but don't tag me. I'm joking.
Oh, I've had a really hard time. You know, the first few baby pounds kind of just flew off, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be easy. And then I got stuck.
Always happens.
So now I'm a little bit more motivated because I have a lot of friends back home in Texas, in Plano, Texas. Howdy, y'all.
Plano?
We're kind of trying to do, you know, kind of motivate each other online and keep each other held accountable and things of that nature. And I have some friends here that, you know, are wanting to do it too. So hopefully we can get a little weight loss journey going on and, you know, the struggles that most women go through as far as the trouble spots and things that work and things that don't work. So, you know, hopefully I can blog about that. And this summer we're supposed to travel home from Virginia to Texas. And this time I'm going to have I think she'll be about 6-7 months and a 7-year-old and my husband and a dog. All in a little bitty Nissan Sentra. So this is going to be some fun stuff here.
That's an adventure.
Yes.
That would be and awesome. And then
as always, I love food. So I like coming up and, you know, putting recipes that I've tried out that have kind of been successful on there as well. So
that's so funny. I think those sound fun. I especially am excited about your road trip adventure. I think that's going to be, because I think that is something, especially military spouses, nobody else has to travel as often to see family, I think, as we do. You know what I mean? Because we're always everywhere. So that is going to be a good one.
Yes.
I'm excited. I'm excited, all of them. And so you answered one of the questions is how you use the internet to keep connected to family and friends. And so I just love that you guys are using that for support.
Oh, yeah. I think last year was a big year because we managed to get my father, who is not very tech savvy, we managed to get him on Facebook. And, you know, and he tells all his friends, oh, I have a manager for my Facebook account, you know. You know, like he's a celebrity and he, you know, and he has an agent that takes care of everything. But
now he doesn't know as you tweet under his name as well. Strange
thing.
He just
knows how to check on there and see that we have posts, and that's about it. Everything else, he's like, Vanessa, can you change my picture? Vanessa, can you check my messages?
Oh, how cute is that? I love it. All right, Wendy, what you got? I keep taking over your...
Well, I also want to encourage you, too, because you have this brand-new baby. You know, we want to hear more about the baby, and so I hope that you'll blog about baby life with baby. And all of that.
Doing push-ups with the baby.
There are one thing you guys might not realize is there's more babies than any other demographic.
Yes.
For military spouses or military families. So there's more 0 to 1-year-old, you know, 1 month to 1-year-old little guys running around, little guys and girls, than 2-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds, whatever. So it's something that so many military spouses are dealing with, being new moms, you know, that 0 to 1 to 2, 3-year-old. And I just think the more we can share about how to navigate deployments and your husband working late and not knowing when you're going to plan anything and still juggle diaper bag and everything that goes along with the baby, I think would be kind of interesting for our readers. So I encourage you to always feel free to write about the baby.
Okay. I'll give you a dollar if once you load the car, if you just take a picture of the inside of it. Put on the blog. Because you know that's going to be packed out with baby stuff. The 7-year-old will have like a Game Boy, and then that baby will have the rest.
Exactly. I'm still stressing about how we're going to fit everything into a Nissan Sentra, but you know, hey.
Do you play Tetris?
I was about to say, we're good at jigsaw puzzles.
There you go. Start practicing on the Tetris. We'll be all right.
Too funny. All right. Well, thanks, Vanessa, for calling in and sharing your evening with us. I know it's late where you are.
No problem.
And,
I had a blast.
When I hope next time you can come back and we can talk more about, you know, going through a deployment and being pregnant and then giving birth.
I think it's
kind of neat to
talk
about. And anytime you're available, the door is always open. So
that's a very, very small club she's a part of.
Yes.
Okay.
True.
Yeah, anytime you need me, I am free. I am a stay-at-home mother now, so
woo-hoo!
I have more time on my hands than I know what to do with.
Love it.
Love it. Thank you, Vanessa.
You're very welcome, lady.
So nice to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you both.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you in the chat room.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. So up next, we're going to keep on rolling. So up next is Tori or Victoria, and we're so excited. I'm so excited to have her on the show because we actually have met in person, and I'm excited for you guys to meet her too. So, hey, Tori, welcome to the show.
Hey.
How are you?
You know what? It gets confusing because we all try to talk at the same time.
Well, you crack me up because she makes me laugh in the chat room a lot. And so it's funny when she comes, I'm like, what's up, homie? Like, I know you well. Oh, I'm like, Tori.
I have to say that Marla is in the chat room and Tori is also moderating the chat. So if somebody has a question specifically for me, you'd have to send me a little, like, ping me on an instant message in the chat room because I have, like, 3 screens up. And everybody knows that I am, like, really bad at managing
someone
the chat
airplane?
Screen. Oh, my goodness.
That's my house. Ask Vanessa. We live, like, basically right next door. We live, like, right on the flight path for Camp
I'm
Allen.
I'm having flashbacks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In Okinawa, they used to fly over, and we'd be at, like, coffee shops, and we were down on another part of the island, and these planes would go over, and I'm like, is this every day?
Every day, 5 million times a day. I always, like, every time one flies over, I'm like, where are those budget cuts?
Oh.
Like,
they're protecting our right to have a podcast.
Yeah.
Love it. They're 5 houses apart, Vanessa said. That's so fun.
Oh, wow. I love that. How cool.
Okay, so
you guys are really...
We already are getting excited to talk to you, but nobody's met you yet. So tell us a bit more about yourself and how long you've been a part of the military experience and how long you've had planes flying over your home.
Okay, well, I am Tori Walker. Well, Victoria. I go by Tori. I've been married to my husband for almost 11 years. He has been in the Navy the entire time. He's a submariner. And we've been in Virginia for a couple years now. So that's about how long. Well, everywhere we live, it seems like, even though we're submarines, there's airplanes. I don't know why that is. It's a military thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can figure.
I think it's because the Navy has more airplanes than anybody else. Sorry.
Yeah, I think they have. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if they do or not. I'm just throwing that out there.
She's just trying to get
a little bit. Air Force. Yeah.
I'm like, we don't even have
yourself.
Any. I don't even know. We have tanks. I don't know.
So that's about it. I have 3 kids and, you know, me and my husband have been together for about 12 years, I guess. So almost 13 years. So pretty much the whole time he's been in the Navy.
Awesome. And you had a story you wanted to tell us about something exciting.
I did. So I wanted you to ask me the question that you asked her. What is the best part?
What is a unique experience that you've been a part of because you're married to the military? Do you have a favorite?
Okay, so let me tell you what happened to me today.
Okay.
So I got a phone call last week asking me if I could make a lunch today. And I said, sure. So I go to the lunch. It's at the galley here on Naval Station Norfolk. And I walk in, and they tell us that there's going to be representatives there from CNIC, which is, for those that don't know, Commander Naval Installation Commands.
Thank you for saying that.
Yep. So I'm like, okay, some representatives. I'm thinking, like, you know, some chiefs, whatever. So
right.
I go in there, and I sit down, and in walks the ombudsman at large, the McPond's wife.
Oh, my goodness.
And Vice Admiral, totally just blanked on the name. What's
You'll
his
think
name?
Of it.
Something.
I'll think of it. Yeah. Anyways, his wife walks in and sit down, and we all have lunch. And I'm like, this is awesome.
That's cool.
Did you say, and by the way, can we get an interview with you later for our video show?
I did not even think about it, but I do have their email addresses now.
Okay.
So we can definitely try to make that happen.
Hobnobbing. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have a new McPond, and the old one's been on the show a couple times, which is, like, for people that aren't Navy, the McPond's, like, the equivalent Tara to your Sergeant Major of the Army.
I love it.
So he's, like, the...
I could be in Virginia with you guys, and somebody could walk in with, this is a blah, and I'd be like, oh, what's up? Like, I have absolutely no... How long have you been in the Navy? I love it. What's that job? Oh, my gosh, it'd be a mess.
And that's what I called my mom afterwards, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just had lunch with the McPond's wife, and she's like, who? And I'm like, just never mind.
That's a fun name anyway. I just like that, the McPond. Is it
so
with
what
an
was
N at
like
the end?
Yeah.
Yes, it's
like
the
Master Chief Petty
Officer of the Navy.
Wow, the whole Navy?
Yeah, he is the most senior enlisted member of the United States Navy.
I do love meeting those guys. It's so fun to see them. They're like, I mean, they've just done so much. Other than that guy, just as our Army equivalent.
I got to turn us down on the computer because now we're echoing.
Oh, that's so funny.
So what was it like? What was surprising about meeting her?
You know, she's, I totally drew a blank whenever I said, French, that's it. My husband's like, I didn't realize it was Tom Delayed. I was yelling at you to tell you his last name. Because I'm sitting on the back porch, and he's sitting in the living room listening to it on the computer, so we're delayed. So Miss French, Monica French is her name.
Well, that's cool. And she was nice
to you. Yeah, and well, the cool thing that, with her, she's the Vice Admiral's wife, and her husband was actually the XO of the boat that my husband is currently stationed on.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so we talked about that, and, you know, it's just one of those things that these are not people you get to, you know, kind of rub elbows with every day, so it was quite interesting.
I think it's funny, because if you just say, hey, do you have any pictures from when he was, like, just joined the Navy, they're just young, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
They're just like everyone else. They've just been in forever and done them at their job.
They're like
our
own little, like, in our little military world. They're like our little celebrities. Like, oh, my
gosh.
Yeah,
they are. Isn't that
you
funny?
Know?
I'm like, ooh, you got a picture with them instead of the Housewives of Atlanta. Ooh.
Right.
You sit next to her. That's fantastic news.
Exactly. But only people in our little world understand this.
I hope you're going to blog about it, and hopefully you, like, spoke your mind. Did you get a chance to, like, speak your mind?
I did. We actually had the whole purpose of the lunch was to communicate to them so they could take back to CNO what the concerns are for our families, what troubles they're going through, what problems they're experiencing, what they need help with. We discussed a lot about NFAS, and we discussed about...
And NFAS, just real quick, Tori, tell everybody what that is in case people don't know.
You have to put me on the spot. Okay.
What is it? I know what it is. Go ahead.
What is it? Naval Family Accountability something.
You're a cheater.
Something.
You're a cheater. I hear him in the background.
You can hear my husband. She can hear you telling me.
It's okay. Husband, help her. Okay. They're the ones that give me a break. They're the knowers. They know all the acronyms.
What is it? Wendy, do you remember? Do you remember what the other ones are?
Yeah, that's close enough. And it's basically if there's a disaster, like when Hurricane Katrina happened, they want families to, quote, muster, check in.
Oh,
and
we
do
that.
MFAS. Yes.
That's fantastic stuff.
Yeah, and so we talked about, you know, because a lot of times stuff like that is not like these are guys sitting at desks, but this is what they do, and they create things, and then the family's going to use it, and it's like, what?
Right.
You want me to do what? So we talked about, you know, making these things more user-friendly so that they're actually being used. And we talked about move.mil. That the Navy switched over to recently, and how unuser-friendly it is. And so they're going to bring that back to the CNO and see, you know, if there's things that we can do about that. I also did get a letter from the CNO that guarantees everyone will receive a paycheck this year.
Oh, thank you for
that.
Which
I thought was a great
thing.
You're great.
And don't thank you
for working for free. That's good.
Right.
Can you write one to the Army equivalent? I can yell about that. Thanks.
Yeah,
sorry.
Our CNO is like your, Army chief.
Don't even
staff,
worry.
I guess.
It's fine.
Right?
I don't even
yeah.
worry. It's fine.
Everyone's
trying
like,
to find equivalents. We'd be like,
store.
And that, my husband's submarine, and that is your equivalent too. Oh, wait, you don't have those, so never mind.
Whatever you go the longest
go
without talking
air.
To, that's what it's the equivalent to.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I'm excited about that you got to be a part of it. For everyone that doesn't know, Tori, she is an actual ombudsman, so she's does a lot for military families.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Okay, so a couple more questions that we have to run through. Okay, so what do you wish you would have known that no one told you when you first became a military wife?
Okay, you know, I just had a conversation with my FRG about this a couple weeks ago, and we were discussing how people will say, oh, well, I don't understand why you're upset about this. You knew what you were getting into when you married him. and you know, we're sitting there, and, you know, the CO's wife, the XO's wife is sitting there, my FRG board sitting there, and I'm like, everybody at this table, raise your hand if you knew exactly what you were getting into when you married your husband. And everybody's like, uh-uh. Like, I'm not raising my hand. Like, you think you know. There's tons of things that I was like, what? That happens? You know? Like, I don't even think I could name one.
No.
I think
that
there's
crazy.
Just too many to even, you know, say, like, oh, I wish somebody would have told me about that.
Start writing them down. The Army has a book, girl.
The Army has a book for everything.
Listen, there's a lot of us. We can write a lot of books. We all have computers now. What are you talking about? We can all do it.
And don't you guys all get computers, too? I mean, you get all kinds of cool stuff.
We're troubled. You
iPhones.
Give us, like, education.
I heard
you printers.
All get iPhones.
It's on. We're like,
free up Microsoft Office.
They're going to be like... 55 things the Navy wives will tell you that nobody told them. And I'm like, good stuff, good stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Start writing, ladies.
Oh, my goodness.
That's too funny. What else? You got any more, or is she out of time? Because she likes to chat like,
We got a couple minutes, because we don't have Allison, so we've got some time to fill.
Okay, so Vanessa keeps in touch with her friends to be accountable for weight loss. How do you use internet to keep connected to family and friends?
Well, I think anybody that has me on Facebook, like, I don't post many things. I'm not a poster, but when I do, it's usually because someone has extremely irritated me. But it has to be, like, beyond the point of, like,
awesome.
No return. And
I'm about to
usually
right now.
I only post when my husband is not home. That's when I'm like, I need to grab at someone, so here you go, Facebook. Like, it always asks me, what's on your mind? Sometimes it just doesn't probably want to know.
Really
can you say
know.
Gripe? Can you say gripe one more time? Because I like your accent.
Gripe? Is it that bad? Come on.
I love it. So
okay.
cute.
All right. Okay, Tori, so coming up in 2013, what are some things that you hope to blog about, write about?
Well, I'm not really sure since I haven't blogged about anything as of yet.
Word.
But I have a feeling... But it will probably be a lot about deployment.
Oh, no, okay, don't say that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't like that.
I don't either.
Oh, boo. I'm going to your web Facebook
now. We need to get the guys from, like, buildasign.com on again. You know, they do those free homecoming banners.
Yeah. Oh, you know who else we need to get? I've just discovered them. Operation Military Kids. Have you ever heard of them?
I have.
I've heard of them, but don't know much about them. Like,
wow, we need to have them on. I will send you some info about that.
Okay, please do.
And I actually have a contact that I think would be really good. Her name is Megan, and they're actually coming out to our pre-deployment brief tomorrow night. So I will work on that.
Put a bug in her ear.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I want to encourage you guys, if there's a resource or something, if you're listening to us and you're like, oh, they really need to have so-and-so on the show, please leave us a comment on our blog, and we will work to get that person on the show. All right.
Yeah,
so,
always let us know because, like I said, I've been doing this for like 11 years, and I'm just discovering these things, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's awesome.
So the young ones are connected on the internet.
I do want to say really quickly before Tori goes, that Tori and I actually met because they were stationed up near me in Connecticut when it was really cold. And we went to the Martha Stewart show together, and we went on the Mill Spouses Take Manhattan thing that we did. And none of us knew each other at all. So it was really cool. And that's how you and I met. And so I just think it's cool that we've still been able to keep in contact 2-3 years later, however long it's been.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
I know. I turned 30 last year.
What? That is disgusting.
I know. It's horrible. I was like, what, 30? How'd that happen?
Oh, no. It could be worse. It could be way worse. Oh, Vanessa turned 32. Not 32.
Oh, let
30
me tell
also.
You. You know what? I got to add this in since you got Vanessa in chat because I got to see what she has to say about this.
She said that you look 24. You both
listen,
do.
I went over to her house the other night, and there was a girl at her house, and she's like, how old are you? And I was like, how old do you think I am? And she was like, 24, and I was like, yes.
You said yes? You're like, that's
yes, I am.
Guessing.
I'm 24, and I have a 9-year-old.
You're guessing.
Yes.
And I,
but listen, when Vanessa did turn 30 this year also, but when she turned 30, she went, now listen, okay, girls, she changed her birth year on Facebook to make her 25. Like, that's how extreme she went until I finally was like, Vanessa, it's 30. It's going to be okay.
If you look at my profile picture right now, you'd think I was a very hairy man. But I'm telling you, if I put my birthday different, people would either say, like, wow, you look really old for your age, or it would just not be good.
Oh,
but at least she can
on.
Get away with it. That's why I just keep my husband in Duck Dynasty in my profile picture. No one will ever
know. I know. I'm like, here's my kids.
I love it. That is so funny. Now, that is clever. I like it. I'm turning 38 in the summer, and I think I'm going to do that. But I'll be 35, not 25, because that would be kind of not believable. Love it. Well, you are just too much fun, I'm telling you. We have all got to get together someday. That would be the most fun.
I know.
You know what? We should do something in Texas.
We should do something in Texas. Because guess what? I'm here. And everything's bigger in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
the restaurant
in Texas.
The hotel.
It might require
awesome.
Us going to an army base, Tori. You got to be up for some army ACUs, but we could do it. We have to learn how to say hua.
Nobody
right.
says that. Maybe they
I
say
don't know.
That.
I don't know if I could do that or not, but I'll try.
I'll say that mess. So I'm not. I always get confused.
All right, Tori. Okay, Tori, thank you so much for being part of the show. And
no problem.
And sharing your night. I know you're on the East Coast, so thanks for staying up with us.
Thanks,
yep,
no
Tori.
Problem. All right, bye-bye.
Bye, girl.
All right, talk to you in the chat room. All right, that was Tori, and you can search for her blog posts over on the blog as well. That's Tori. And, okay, so up next. Okay, so first off, I got to tell you really quick, Allison, who is – one of our Facebook admin. She actually had to work tonight, so you're not going to get to meet her, but we did want to give her a shout-out. That's Allison. She's actually working, and I know her from when I was stationed Craig was stationed in Connecticut, and we actually met in person. At the same time, I met Tori. So I just wanted to – we will have her back on the show on a different time when it works out for her schedule. All right, so next up we have Anna, and I'm excited for you guys to meet Anna because she's a new part of the team, and she helps keep us all straight on the blog and out of trouble. Hi, Anna. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Anna.
Hi. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm one of the only other one in Central Time with you guys, so I'm not staying up late or calling in early.
You don't have to go right to bed as soon as you get off.
Well, I probably will, but...
Oh, that's funny.
Well, the elementary school...
All right, well, let's just jump right
here,
in.
What'd you say?
Oh.
The elementary school start crazy early here, so the kids are up early in the morning, so...
What time do they start?
It starts at 7:40.
Yeah, I know. I remember going to school like 8. I don't know. So do you want us to tell us a little bit more about... I can't even talk, you guys. Wendy, just...
Take a deep breath and then
I'm dehydrated. Okay, do you want to tell us a little bit more about yourself, including how long you've been a part of the military experience and what branch you're at, and how many airplanes fly over your house?
Way too many. I have been a part of military experience for about 10 and a half years. My husband's in the Navy, so that's how long we've been married. We met in Charleston when he was stationed there, and we've been so many other places since then. I'm the mom of 3 boys, ages 15 months, 3 and a half years, and 8 years old, who keep me on my toes. And when I have time, I like to pull out my cello and play, but unfortunately it's been spending a lot of time in its case lately.
That's so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Isn't
that cool?
Artsy?
I don't play anything. Very
really?
Artsy. Yes.
It's very artsy.
If I only had the time.
And so you're in
yeah.
Pensacola, right? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Pensacola.
Whoop, whoop. I've been looking at houses there.
So, yes. Tons and tons of planes over the house.
Yeah, she said on the blog, I mean on the chat room, that Top Gun, is it like the real Top Gun, like the TV show?
Yeah,
they're flying over.
Over to Pensacola from California. Apparently there were weather issues, freezing the gas or something like that. So they're flying out of here right now.
Interesting.
So we thought we were going to get a break from the F-18s with the Blues being gone, but we got Top Gun instead.
Oh, wowzers. I'm telling you, you can't beat the tanks, guys. That's just so funny that everybody has airplanes.
I don't know anything about tanks.
They just like, boom, you just hear them. Not here, but in other places. It's just like the airplanes.
Only bad when the Blue Angels are practicing, there's this one close flyby. I swear they're only 200 feet off the roof, but it makes the kids jump. I jump. The dogs whine and cry.
Oh, my gosh.
We have to make sure that we're indoors for that one.
Wow. All right, let's jump into some questions. What is the biggest challenge you faced as a military wife?
Oh, goodness. I think like Vanessa, you know, I'm a planner, and the Navy is not. You know, the Navy's always hurry up and wait, and I'm like, well, I need to know what the plans are so I can start planning.
I feel bad for all of you. I'm not a planner, and so it works well for me, but I just really feel bad for you guys. Like, it must be nerve-wracking.
You know, for a while, I just rolled with it. I think I'm getting spoiled now because we're on shore tour, so
right.
I'm able to plan a little bit now, and I'm going to be in complete shock when we move in 3 years.
Oh, no. That's funny. I'm always like, oh, that sounds fun. Let's do it. It's like it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, it was actually easier to plan when he was on deployment than when he was home before.
Now, that's the truth. That I think that's a common problem for all of us. I mean... We're the boss, and we see when things happen, when they're gone, and then they roll
when
in.
When they're gone,
and they're like,
you know they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. They're not coming in the door at strange times, and, yeah, I think.
You're not depending on them, you know, to be your backup child care or anything. You just,
right, exactly.
You know you need a babysitter.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh, my goodness. And do you have any crazy stories or a unique experience that you've been a part of because you're married to the military?
You know what? None really come to mind.
I'm thinking airplanes that do shows flying over your house.
I can think of one. I know. You guys are so funny because you're like, no, I don't have anything that exciting that to write about. And then somebody will post on their Facebook page, like, I just met the MCPOND's wife for some crazy thing. And I'm like, can you blog about that? Or they post, like, she bakes a lot, Tara. And like,
oh, she
like,
does have
food.
Some great
I'm
recipes.
Like,
that's true.
I'm like, can you write about that? Because I would like the recipe for that.
I just want you to walk out, take a picture of the stinking Blue Angels or whatever, flying over your house where you, like, you know, we can see, like, the whole bottom of the plane. And then no one has that in real life. No one. I mean, it's not fun for you, but that is crazy. And the Army, we don't have that. You know, we have, like, helicopters, I think. But
I think it just becomes so normal to us, we don't think of it as being unique.
It's very unique that they're flying right over your house. And just put a little Tom Cruise and what's-her-face on your picture, and you've got Top Gun flying over your house. That's a big deal. We like that stuff, because I don't have that. I don't like the noise, though. I feel your pain. That's the worst.
Well, I know. I think I read, too, Anna, that... on Vanessa's blog post, I think, did you give birth while your husband was deployed?
No, he was
or almost.
Stationed in Maine at the time, and we were in Florida. It just ended up being a big connect. He wasn't there for the birthday. He was there that night.
Okay. But he still
yeah,
wasn't
it
there.
Was a big situation. It was just one goofy, messed up situation.
Right.
Okay,
that
so he wasn't
there.
Oh my gosh! See, I just think that's so brave, women that go through that. I just, I don't know why that topic has been just really hot for me lately. I've had so many people.
Do you want a
talk
baby?
To me about having, I don't want one, but I mean, my gosh, I've had my check that block. But people that are finding out that they're pregnant and their husband may or may not be home.
Right.
Or wondering when they should, I have one good girlfriend who's wondering, like, when she should, if you're going to try and plan, you know,
right.
when to get
between
pregnant,
deployments,
if that's even
right.
possible. When do you do that? That's the chance that your husband might be deployed. So,
that's okay.
Yeah,
I just remember
reading that. Them to.
What'd you say, Anna?
I said, then plans don't always work out the way you want them to.
That you've been saying. That's so true. I remember being pregnant
yeah.
with my 15-year-old and him being gone to Bosnia. That's how long ago that was. And him not so, but I had forgotten because, you know, after 15 years, you're like, oh, yeah. You know, like, but, yeah, and then he had it coming home, like, right before they let him come home, which is surprising. They never do that anymore. But man, I tell you what, those girls who do that stinks. I have a friend who had two babies while her husband was gone. None are perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I was 6 months pregnant when he moved to Maine, and we just Brunswick was on the BRAC list, so we decided we weren't going with them because when we came back from deployment, they were getting home ported in Jacksonville, where we already lived.
Oh,
so
smart!
So to move up there and then move back by myself with a 5-year-old and a newborn.
Right.
So he came back. He was gone for the time that I was 6 months pregnant and. Liam turned 2 weeks after he came back home. And he
wow.
was home in between. There were visits, but, you know, it was never extensive. And
right.
then with my youngest was 10 days old when he left for his latest deployment.
Oh, my gosh. I would rather be pregnant while he was gone than have a newborn. You know what I mean? Like, if you had a choice. Like, oh, my Lord, that's
yeah,
the worst.
Yeah, if you had a choice, I think.
Well, you, and how old is your youngest now?
He's 15 months.
See, the thing about us, though, I like to throw us in the mix, like I've actually done that, raise babies. Like, we're resilient, you know what I mean? Like, you can try, their plans can try to knock us down when we're pregnant and giving birth. But look at you. Like, I'm telling you, it could be, a lot of people can't handle that. And I'm just excited that this crew that we have, at least from my military life, there's some strong women. And the ones who are listening, they're strong women who do that. I like it.
Yeah, it's like I told my mom, you don't know what you're capable of until you're forced to be capable of it.
Yes, that is so true.
Well said,
crazy.
Definitely. Okay, Anna, so as we're wrapping up here, can you tell everybody, like coming up in 2013, what you are planning to do on the site? I know you help us with being our blog editor, and then I know you blog every once in a while. So what can people look forward to on your end as they visit the site?
grammatically perfect post. No, I'm just kidding. I hope. I don't know. I'm very much like being behind the scenes. Occasionally, I try to fill in the spot when it seems like, oh, we don't have anything to post for that day, and oh, this was a fun recipe that I tried, or this is what I did with my kids. But you know, to be honest, Wendy and I haven't put our heads together for a while to say, okay, well, what are our goals? What are we going to do?
Yeah, you guys could be very dangerous together. Like planners.
Yeah, we have a few things kind of going. But, you know, we're pertinent to the bloggers. I don't know that they're really pertinent to the listeners.
I'm so excited that you're on board, even though I've dropped the ball a million times. I'm just happy you're there to make it better, and that when people go, they know they're going to get good. At least we're going to know where the commas are. If not, not if I was writing it myself.
but that
is your forte, and you're fantastic at it. Yeah. I love how everybody's blessed in different areas, and when we come together, it's just an amazing team. You know what I mean? So you might not like the spotlight, but, oh, my gosh, what would we do without you? You're just, I like it. You're the bomb. .com. So that's exciting. Do you have any more questions?
It is very reassuring. Yeah. It's very reassuring to know that you can catch anything that's, you know, as I like to ramble on and just have one long run-on sentence after another.
Those are my favorite.
It's nice to know that you're.
Yeah, I like setting poems, so
I
break
them
up.
Take a breath. Period there.
Anna's just shaking her head behind her computer. Idiot, like that.
Did anybody read this before they clicked submit?
Did she have her pet monkey type this? I'm not sure, like, what happened. It's awesome, but that's why we love you, because you fix all those things for us.
Yes, she does.
So sometimes
you guys, I'll
put them up to post, and then as soon as I go to the website and check it, I'm like, oh, I missed something.
Oh, that's so cute. You don't have a pet monkey? No, you do it all yourself, don't you?
Oh, my pet monkey is 8 years old, and he's not much of a writer.
Not yet, but he has your genes. You never know. Oh, man. Tori put on there, I run on and on and on, she said on her in the chat room.
It's okay. I like punctuation.
Well, that's one of the things we heard back.
I love it.
I know I need it as well. And you know, this is one of the things of the feedback that we've received from our readers is just that, you know, people want to have good quality. When they read a story, they want it to be worth their time. And so Anna and I kind of found each other on Twitter because she's like, I love your blog post, but I can't get past the typos. I was like, oh, sorry about that. We're working on that.
I was like, I love her.
And, you know, I could have just deleted it. And I'm like, oh, she's just, you know, she's just mean criticizing our work. But I was like, you know what? No, we like constructive criticism, no matter what form it comes in. And sometimes it's hard to hear. So if any of you guys listening or when you read our posts, if there is something that you catch, I mean, absolutely send us a little note that says, hey, did you know you spelt there wrong, or, you know, whatever little thing. And we want to fix it as quick as we can because we want to be the best that we can. And we need everyone's help to do that. So
that's right.
And I just want to say thanks for always, you know, having that keen eye and hanging out with us in the blog. And we have lots more coming up in 2013. And I'm glad you're going to be a part of it.
Me too. And I hope you get to play your cello sometime.
All right, Anna,
soon.
You have a good night.
You too.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
I want video
thanks
for
again,
playing
Anna.
Cello.
Okay, I know. We have
that's
like
fantastic.
Two of them. That's so amazing.
We have talented people
learn how to play
in our
something.
Midst.
Just think
I can play the recorder.
The bed,
don't play. Hot cross buns, I'm on it. I'll do it right now. I don't even need to warm
You're
up.
Funny. Oh, my gosh.
And
okay,
now...
So.
The finale.
Almost the finale. We have two more to go. Since you guys are like, how many more? We have two more to go.
What?
We have Marla's that's coming up next, and then we have Tessa, who's coming up next.
Oh, Tessa's recorded. That's why I'm so confused.
Yes, yes.
Poor Tessa
and you guys
has to be
love...
in exotic countries. Oh, what are we going to do with her?
I know. She's in Italia. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Marla's going to be with us. and we miss her. We can't wait to hear her voice and to introduce you guys to her. If you're new to the show, if you've been following us for a long time, you're going to be like, finally, it's Marla. So don't go anywhere,
exactly.
Everybody. We'll be right back. You're listening to My Military Life Radio. We'll be right back.
U.S. Navy t-shirts, mugs, and more at NavyChief.com. Hot new designs for sailors, chiefs, officers, families, and all those who support our men and women in the United States Navy. NavyChief.com will ship anywhere in the USA, APOs and FPOs too. NavyChief.com offers silkscreen tees for your command, unit, ship, CPOAs, fundraisers, businesses, schools, and other special events. Let our in-house professional graphic artists design your next custom order. Huge selection of tees for only $10 each. NavyChief.com, supporting our shipmates since 1997. Veteran-owned, all NavyChief.com apparel is printed in the USA. Call us at 301-475-0437 or log on at NavyChief.com.
Everyone, and welcome back to the show. This is Wendy, and I'm here with Tara. And Marla, we're welcoming you back to the show, girl. Hey, welcome back.
Hey, how's it going?
Marla, the famous Marla.
Yay.
Oh, don't even go there.
I love it.
Not quite, but thank you.
We love you. I know things. I'm like, oh, Marla. Yay, I feel
yes,
like I
she's
know
famous.
You.
Don't let her fool you. People are like... She's the commissary. That voice. I know that voice. Yes.
Was that you?
No. Yeah.
Love it. Oh,
it was
goodness.
A small base.
Whatever. That's awesome. Well, my daughter
Very
says if
cool.
I would stop sounding like a cheerleader. Mom, you sound like a cheerleader. Everything's not that exciting. When I'm like, oh, yay. I'm like, I am a cheerleader. I'm not really.
Everything's that exciting.
That's so fun. All right, so tell us about you. I don't know that much about you, so I'm excited about this one.
Well, I'm Marla. I used to co-host here on My Military Life, but then the Navy moved me, and, well, you know, they didn't discuss it with me effectively. But I've been married to my sailor for 12 years. I've been through 10 PCSs, one ditty move that I did on my own without my sailor.
Nice job.
Four deployments, a pre-commissioning command, 3 kids and a dog.
Goodness gracious.
Pretty exciting over here.
Oh, and you're on the West Coast, right?
I am. I'm in San Diego.
Ooh, pretty. You guys go fun places. I like that place.
Yes.
So that's fun.
And
so you're
we can't do an event in Texas because San Diego is the biggest military base.
In
so you have to do an event in San Diego.
On the planet?
Well, maybe not on the planet. You want to get technical.
Let's go somewhere else. Let's go overseas. My military looks
okay,
pain.
So
let's do it.
Texas and San Diego on the list. Okay, cool. So, all right, Marla. So, yeah, so Marla, you do still fill in sometimes whenever you can, and I love it when you can fill in. All right, so Marla, everybody, so we met, and after we'd been doing the show for probably a year, I think, I'm not sure, we finally met when I went to D.C. one time, and I kidnapped her for a day,
and I
took her into the city.
And swollen.
She was very pregnant with the baby, and she'd never been into the city. And I'm sure Trevor, her husband, was like, what are you doing with my wife? But so I took her down into the city and to D.C., and we had so much fun. And we had never actually met in person, so it was really cool. And now she's all the way in California, so we are going to have to figure out a way to get over there so we can see you.
That would be awesome.
Yes. So, okay. So, what is a unique experience that you've got to have because you've been you've been married to the military?
I've had a lot of unique experiences. Being able to have spoken with the MCPON is probably a highlight. To have had the opportunity to meet
And you got a coin. I just got to throw that out.
And I got a coin.
Yeah.
Also, I was able to participate in my husband's reenlistment with the SecNav. So
that was cool. I remember when that happened.
The Secretary of the Navy was part of that. And then being able to, most of the big triumphs happened when I was in Maryland. Triumphs, is that really the right term?
Sure, I like it.
The most exciting stuff happened while we were at the Naval Academy, getting to meet big wigs and go to hoity-toity events, you know, in the D.C. area and stuff. So
that's fun.
Well, I know you had something cool come up, but she didn't go. I'm a huge college basketball fan, and I'm just like, every time I think about this, I just have to like, I'm like, you what? You didn't go? So she had college, ESPN College Game Day on her ship.
Okay.
And she did not go.
I didn't go because
that would have been
a
cool experience.
I was told we had to be there at 5 in the morning. And 5 in the morning with 3 kids was like asking me to be there at 2 in the morning with daggers in my eyeballs. So I tried to get my kids up and loaded in the car. And when my son like collapsed in the driveway and screamed out, "No, it's not worth it," I decided that we'd all go back to bed.
That was so funny. That is very early.
It is.
You're forgiven. You are. But I'm just saying, that would have been something cool. The reason why I brought this question up is because, you know, a lot of times we meet military spouses, and it's always about the doom and gloom of, my husband has duty again on Saturday. He has duty on Valentine's Day. He has duty on every, you know, the ship pulls in, and he has, you know, all of the terrible things that happen. And so I thought, let's just spin it on its head and think of some unique things, some positive things that we've had to be, you know, been part of.
For the first time in 12 years, my husband doesn't have duty on Valentine's Day.
How many years?
Yay!
12 years. My husband enlisted February 13th, 2001.
Right.
And since that day, he has not been home for a Valentine's Day.
Oh, man.
That's
the pressure's
crazy,
on
really.
Now. What's his name?
Trevor.
Trevor. The pressure is on now. Oh boy.
You got 48 hours, buddy.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I just saw a Pioneer Woman episode, my 10 favorite things. He better start quizzing you right now. What are your favorite things?
Sure, but I think diamonds, maybe, not like the people in the chat room. Oh, my goodness. They're like, people, if you're listening, you should go in the chat room. These chicks are hilarious. Oh, my gosh. So I can't believe that. So do you have plans? Do you have a babysitter? What's the story?
Actually, we are going to spend Valentine's Day with our kids because we're going to go play laser tag the next day.
That is my favorite thing to do, play laser tag. And by the way, you would be going down. But awesome. We love going to play laser tag. Oh, it's so awesome. I'm excited you guys are doing that. That's a cool thing to do. And diamonds before.
I might be getting electronics. I'm more of an electronics person than a...
That's even better.
So...
Yeah,
there might
I am
be an electronic
totally
fruit
electronic.
In my future.
I love it. Hint, hint, Trevor. That's really cool. I think we're all, my husband is coming home Thanksgiving, but he already bought me a gift. It was an Xbox 360 007 Reloaded game. We used to play it. We were together when we were first together and it first came out. And so he's like, "Look what I got you." I think it was for my son, really. It was a pretend gift. So we'll see. Good times. Okay, so what am I thinking here? What do you wish you would have known and no one told you?
I wish somebody would have told me that September 11th was going to happen and my whole life was going to flip on its head.
Way to take a turn.
Because I anticipated I didn't know that there was such a thing as a deployment. And literally,
exactly.
Like, I learned really fast what a deployment was.
Yeah.
But in a positive way. I learned a lot about myself, and I think that I would tell myself to do all the things that I didn't think I was going to do on my own because I just didn't want to be by myself. And I've done that, you know. I don't know. I don't think I would tell my former self anything different. I think I did everything that I was supposed to do.
I wonder what kind of wives we'd be if our husbands never went anywhere. Do you know what I mean? Would we be as independent and resilient? I don't
know. I'd have a drinking problem.
Ah!
Just kidding.
I love that answer.
Just kidding.
That's awesome. I've had people tell me that all the time, like, you knew what you were getting into. He'd be gone all the lot. And I was like, no. There was no war, really. Besides, well, when my dad, the first Desert Storm, but he was my dad, and I was in high school, and that wasn't a big deal.
Well, and I always hear people say that, and I'm like, well, see, here's the thing, is I was married to him before he joined the Navy, so didn't know what I was agreeing
to
when I got married.
You don't. I don't think anybody does, though, you know what I mean? Like, people don't know their husbands are going to get laid off, and things happen. Your life happens. You just got to roll with it, or start drinking. I don't know which. That's not healthy way.
You didn't like that answer? Okay.
The treadmill, maybe.
Drink
that
night. Go. Yeah.
Maybe that's
okay,
how I should deal with stress.
Marla.
We're a mess, Marla. We are like taking over.
I know. We are such a mess. We are so going to go over. I'm just going to tell everybody now, like, when our.
Wendy's
you'll
like,
have to listen
oh, Lord.
To, like, the end of the show at the after, like,
the inmates
the archives,
have taken over.
Because we are way going over. Okay, so Marla, what are some things that our readers and listeners can look forward from you in 2013, in the next few months?
I was thinking about journaling about my drinking problem that I'm going to start having. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
You better stop. You start to worry me every time. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're about to get you some help. Oh my Lord.
Probably things.
I will say she's just joshing us. She's joking around because she is the ombudsman for her command, so she does behave on a normal basis.
Yes. I am well behaved. I actually don't drink, never have. But I'm probably going to be blogging about, you know, happenings around the Navy, especially here in San Diego. We have a lot of things going on here, specifically in San Diego, that are part of a forward movement in the Navy, and so kind of everybody on the aware for those things. Kids, getting through with kids. I've learned a lot about moving with kids in school and how to really work forward for your kids' education with school and stuff.
Yeah, that's important.
So
sounds like a
too
fun
exciting.
Year. Well, it's going to be informative, and that's really important. I think people are looking for good information. So I think it's good.
There might be one or two things about, you know, the craziness of the life stuff.
I love it.
Or the people, maybe.
Just keep it clean. Anna will get you.
Yeah.
She's a sticker for four
Anna,
letter words.
If you're listening, I comma splice, and I use a lot of like random periods because I find it fun. Sorry.
She's fine. Oh, Anna, you're fired. I'm joking.
She's going to send it back to you and say, press submit once you've reviewed this a few times and read it out loud.
I'm shaking my head right now and just try again. I'm sure you'll do great.
Oh, and I quote a lot. I use a lot of quotes.
Oh, goodness. Air quotes. So to wrap it up, are we wrapping this one up? I think my timer just went off.
Yeah.
Like I said, a timer. Look, I'm so proud of myself.
Thank you, Marla.
You're
it's
welcome.
So great to talk to you. I love it. These girls are just awesome. I love them.
I'm available anytime.
Yay.
Well,
not really. You have like babies and stuff and a job.
Hey, do you hear them? No,
I know,
you know
I'm
why?
So excited.
They might be duct taped to the bed.
No.
I'm just saying.
I love it. That's so funny. Soon you'll say go to bed, and I swear if you say a word, I'm gonna get you. And they're like, all right. And they just go upstairs.
They all have lollipops and are like watching, you know, the Disney Channel or something. No, I'm sure Trevor is. Trevor's
that's
on
awesome.
Kid duty.
Nope.
So great
to
meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course.
All right, Marla. Thank you very much, girl.
Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, Tara.
So great to meet you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Darlin. Okay, everybody. So up next, let me just do a couple of admin type things, because once we play this interview, we're going to our live feed will drop off in about 15 minutes. So to get the end of the show, you'll have to listen in the archives, because we will drop our live feed, I think, at 10:30. But we're going to still keep taping, because we're going to talk about what's coming up on next week's show and beyond. So if you hear us go away, that's what's happened. So everyone goes, what's happened to them girls? They've disappeared. How much fun has this been so far?
I am having a blast. It's like, oh, I just love it. I cannot wait to someday just get us all together. That'll be so fun. I love it.
I think it would be fun.
Marla can
different.
Be the DD.
Hmm? Yes, she can be. Oh, I don't even know how you... I'm in awe of women that have more than one kid. I don't even know. Like, I just...
That's the secret, though. That's
age.
What you don't know. They play with each other when you get the right age combo.
Is that what it is?
At a certain
like,
age. At a certain
your kids
time.
Are so well-behaved. I mean...
I threaten them.
They don't fight?
They do fight. They just don't fight in front of you.
Oh, okay.
They don't fight in front of company. That's our rule. Because I promise, if they fall out in front of company, then I would fight with them later. Not like fight. Come on, everyone. Give me a break. But it'd be game on. They don't want that action.
Right.
So they're awesome. I always liked it if my kids behaved better in public than they necessarily did at home. But they're good kids anyway. I mean, they're sweet, so...
Yeah, everyone always says, Christian, oh, he's such a nice, well-behaved young man. And I'm like, oh, he behaves well for everybody but me.
Exactly.
But
that's
he's actually
good, because
really
then they know, that means they know how to behave. You know what I mean? So what stuff do you need to do? Disclaimers? What you got to do?
Okay, so we're going to go ahead now. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to have Tessa, the interview we've pre-taped with her. And then when we're done with that, then we'll wrap up our show. So
okay,
I just want to say to everybody who's listening to us live, just thanks for hanging out with us. And
yay,
we hope
thank
you. Catch
you.
The last 10 minutes of the show, the after show, in the archives. It'll be available in about 45 minutes after airtime.
Unless you fall asleep.
All right, with that, we'll take a quick break. Yeah, no, don't fall asleep. We'll be right back after this break, everybody. Hang on.
Hey, gang, where's the party right here? This is the Money Man, Eddie Money. You're listening to Military Life Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And next up on our show tonight is our blogger, Tessa. And Tessa is coming to us all the way from across the Atlantic in Italia, in Italy. So welcome, Tessa.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Oh, my gosh, it's such a treat. We don't get to talk very often on the phone, so and coordinating this has been fun, but I just want to say thanks for clearing the decks and allowing me to catch you during your family time.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
All right, so let's get started. Our goal tonight is just to shed some light onto the voices behind our blog, My Military Life, and as we start 2013, we are doing some exciting things, and we want people to get to know you better. So with that in mind, tell us a little bit more about yourself, including how long you've been part of the military. I call it the military experience.
Yeah, sure. Well, like you said, obviously, my name is Tessa, and I've been with My Military Life. I was looking at it for over a year. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I can't even believe it. I know. It just went by fast. But, so I've been married to my husband for... 2 years now. We celebrated our second anniversary in December, and so I think I'm just starting to really, really feel like a part of the military experience, I guess. I also have two brothers, one in the Navy and one in the Air Force, and so I guess they joined probably when I was in college, so I've sort of had it in my life a little bit longer than these past 2 years, but and my husband's Air Force.
Okay, cool.
So pretty
and
new.
You guys are stationed.
Right, an Aviano Air Base. So we're northern Italy. We're about an hour away from Venice, about an hour away from Slovenia, 2 hours away from Slovenia. So very, very northern.
Okay,
so cool. Well, when you get to the blog and you look at Tessa and even her personal blog, one of the things that she does is post some amazing pictures, as you might imagine. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go along. But first, what is, I know you're a new military wife, but and I know that they say the first year of marriage is like the toughest couple with that living overseas. So this is kind of a loaded question, but so what's the biggest challenge you faced as a military wife?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because I was wondering if you were going to ask something like that, of course, because that's something that I talked about a lot during my first year of blogging, just on my personal blog, and then a lot with my military life. A lot of the women that I meet, a lot of the enlisted spouses that I meet, enter the military kind of 18, 19 high school sweethearts, or maybe even 20 or something like that, and kind of have been in it for 20 years or something. This becomes their lifestyle, and that wasn't my experience. My experience was I had gone to college. I really enjoyed it. I earned my degree. I couldn't wait to be this career woman. I found my passion, et cetera, and I had a really great career going for me. And then, you know, I just decided to run away with my military lover and start a life in Italy. And so while that honeymoon period was just, I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, I spent 3 months gaining 13 pounds in, like, spaghetti and wine and, you know, having my husband with me all the time. So while that was amazing, reality quickly sunk in that he was working 14 hours and he was going TDY, you know, all the time. And I couldn't get a job. I was shocked. I was appalled at myself. I couldn't, you know, what, don't you people understand who I am? Like, I've made this life for myself. So having to start over was extremely, it was very sobering and it was very difficult having to make friends. And like, I had been, you know, working in a university, so a lot of the people that I had hung out with and worked with, we were similar. We had similar tastes. We had similar passions. We liked to do, you know, similar things. And with the military, you get just the biggest diversity I've probably ever been a part of. So it was really, really difficult to just kind of redefine myself. And I have to say, you know, my most recent post with my military life, or I don't even know if I posted it yet, actually. I don't know. Off the check.
Hopefully we can get it out by the time.
Okay, good. I was going to say the sneak peek. You know, but I talk about how, I don't know when it happened, but Italy quickly became my home, and Tyler, my husband, quickly became my family. And I come from a pretty big family. I'm the oldest of six, you know, and I have a really great relationship with my mom and all those good things, but it was hard to leave that behind, but I don't know when it happened, but this became my life, and so now it's hard to remember what my life was like before the military, but in sum, the hardest was absolutely to start over. I think there's a lot to be said for that because we move so much. People say, well, doesn't it get easier, or you expected it, or you knew what you're getting into. It doesn't get easier. No, you don't quite. I don't think you. No, it makes me crazy when people say you knew what you're getting into. Really? Did I? Someone sat me down and said, so you know that your husband's going to leave all the time, right? You get that, right? I mean, no one sits you down. There's no mandated counseling. I mean, my husband and I, we had been dating long distance for 2 years. He was in Japan and I was in New York. And so I always joke with him, but I'm not really joking. We were like an arranged marriage or something. We finally were able to get together. We were like, okay, well, let's see if this works. And thank you, God, it was the right decision, and it does work. But absolutely no, I don't think it's going to get easier. I think it just becomes more natural, I suppose. Not that that's easy. It's not easy that he TDYs or works 14 hours, or I recognize that we're set to PCS in a year, and so. Just tonight I went to my favorite winery and I was buying my usual Friday night Prosecco and I thought, what am I going to do without these people and without this place? But it's a reality that we'll be leaving. And no, it doesn't get easier. And no, and listen to me, 2 years talking, I don't think it gets easier, but I can't imagine that doesn't mean you just get used to it.
Right. Well, for spouses that
are like you, you know, you're PCSing in about a year, that are finding out now that they're going to be PCSing to Italy or an overseas location, what do you wish somebody would have told you then that, you know, you learned the hard way based on impending move overseas?
Yeah. How long is this interview again? 3 hours? Is that how long we have?
You know, oh goodness. For me personally, what I would have really appreciated someone to say is I would have liked the reality check that coming over here and getting a great job that I was passionate about again was not going to happen. And I know that that's very, like, you know, I'm a different percentage as far as that's concerned. So that is something that, depending on the way, there's a lot of people who find me from my blog or from my military life that will friend me on Facebook and say, I'm coming to Aviano, you know, what do I need to know, et cetera. And so after I get to know them and after I stalk their Facebook for a little bit, that's when I'm able to say, oh, I see that, you know, you're a lawyer. So that being a lawyer, you might not be able to be that over here. So that's, it's very particular, but, you know, and again, I guess it's also particular too, is I really didn't realize just how much my husband would be working and would be leaving and how important it is to find your niche as soon as possible. So I think that my life at Aviano really turned around the moment I started volunteering. And it took me, my goodness, I was here for 3 months and I was in heaven, and then I went through 6 months of not heaven, and then I finally started volunteering at our Airmen and Family and Readiness Center, and it was a great experience. I met some awesome people who didn't want to talk about jets all the time because I was hanging out with Tyler and all his friends. They were boring. So, you know, and working volunteering at the AFRC, it was just a really great experience. So that's definitely something that that I would want to warn someone about, but I would also want to, like, let them know there really are niches here. There really are things that you can get involved with, and the key is to do it immediately, because, you know, we don't have kids or anything like that. I think that's a lot, that's how people really bond over here, is, you know, like the moms, they become mom friends and whatnot, and that's for me, I'm an outsider, right, because I'm only a mom to a German Shepherd, but, so I had to get involved, I had to find other niches, and so I would just tell someone, you know, figure that out quick, and let me help you, let me send you this website.
Great advice. So, okay, so let's switch gears and talk about something a little less serious, because after all, you are in Italia, and you're in the heart of Europe almost. So what are some neat places that you had the chance to visit?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm taking virtual vacations through your...
You know, I just... Tyler and I just celebrated, what was it, 4 years, you know, dating anniversary or whatever. And even with that, I just can't even believe in the past 2 years I've seen more countries and historic cities than I ever thought I would in my life, more than, you know, states. So with Italy alone, I mean, Venice is only an hour away. So it's one of those things where you can wake up and be like, hey, do you want to go to Venice today? We feel very spoiled and very just spoiled rotten about it. So we've been there, and we've been to Verona, which is my personal favorite. Beautiful. It's the whole Romeo and Juliet atmosphere. It's not very touristy at all, which I really appreciate. We went to Milan, which was okay. Not my favorite. I can be like that now, right? I can be like, Milan. It's just Milan. Vienna was amazing. In Austria. And my ultimate favorite was London, I have to say. I absolutely loved London.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Well, I was looking for a Spice Girl the whole time, so I didn't find one, but I really had a good time looking.
I noticed that you, you know, you hop a flight. You don't always do the Euro thing. You get on an airplane, and I find that, like, extremely adventurous to get on, you know, international flights and, like, fly into Frankfurt or whatever your last little jaunt was. And so are you going all the time by yourself? I mean, I guess, are you always going together, and have you gone by yourself?
To both. For the most part, I would say Tyler and I get to travel together. I just recently went to Heidelberg in Germany, which was adorable. I have to go there because I'm in grad school right now, and so I have on-site classes I need to take, and they're only in Heidelberg. So that I did by myself. And London, I traveled there by myself, but I met up with two girlfriends who were living in Germany at the time. So I have a lot of, a lot of friends who have been blessed enough that they've been able to come over and visit, or I have made friends here that were able to go. So I wouldn't say I traveled too often by myself. I think London and Heidelberg were the only two times, but my mom said the same exact thing. She thinks I'm going to be a lifetime movie and, you know, bad things are going to happen all the time. But it's not that scary, I promise.
Well, that's encouraging. I think that's so adventurous. I'm like, wow. Because I love to travel, and I've been overseas, but I'm like, I don't know that I could hop on a airplane. I mean, I guess I could, right? So
yeah.
That's neat. You're inspiring me. Okay, so do you have a favorite? You kind of mentioned it, but I'm not sure if that's your favorite overall. If Rome is your favorite Italian city, or is London your absolute favorite? What's been your favorite location?
You know, I just now remember that we went to Croatia this past summer, and we went to a national park that was full of waterfalls. I don't know if you saw those pictures, but those were some pretty good ones. And, Croatia is just amazing. It's just immaculate. We also went on the Istrian coast the first year that we've been here, so I guess if I had to pinpoint a favorite, absolutely. London was the first time I was able to actually feel like a tourist. Every other time I want to blend in, I want to feel cool because I live here. But London, I just wanted to wear a British flag, Dr. Seuss hat, and I just wanted to, like, just talk in, you know, a British accent the entire time. I was loving life. I had such a great time in London. So, yeah, that would be my favorite. And then Verona is my favorite Italian city.
All right, cool. As we're beginning 2013, and one of the things that we're doing on the blog is really, you know, sharing more about our individual experiences, and share. And by doing that, hopefully, we inspire military spouses to kind of step out of their comfort zone and do something they may have never done before. And all the writers have different strengths that they write about. I mean, that's one cool thing about the blog.
Definitely,
they come from different backgrounds and different branches. And so we hope that if you guys are listening to this show, you'll hop over to the blog and check out, you know, one or more of our bloggers and read their stories and hopefully make a connection. So, Tessa, what are some of the topics that you plan on writing about in 2013?
Tyler and I,
sorry? I said, including the wine and the travel.
Yeah, of course. Right. Well, like I said, you know, as of right now, this is our last year in Italy. We, you know, did put in for an extension, and we're hoping for that, you know, so we could leave in January 2015 instead of 2014, but you never know. So we're just kind of have our fingers crossed, but we're prepared sort of, you know, for the next move. So if it is my last year in Italy, I definitely want to be doing as much traveling over here in Europe as I possibly can. So, of course, more travel posts, but actually, Tyler and I are about to face our first six-month deployment this year. He's, you know, like I said, been TDY for 2 weeks or a month and a half, and it's kind of in and out, or I'll leave. So I think I've spent 3 months solid with him. I think we've hit 3 months mark where we're like, okay, here we go. So that's about as long as we've gone, you know, being in the same house. But, you know, he will be gone for a good 6 to 7 months, so that'll be a really, I can imagine, a very challenging time, but I'll try to stay busy and travel and all that good stuff. But that's definitely what I want to write about and what I want to reach out for. When I was first here at Aviano, like I was telling you, I was having a hard time making friends. I was having a hard time seeing people that I connected to. And so I started blogging, and I started blogging even more. And then I got this email from this lady named Wendy saying, hey, do you want to maybe come over to my military life and see if you like something? And as soon as I started writing for my military life, I had a lot of people sort of reach out to me and, oh, it gets better kind of thing. So the Internet has been a really great source to meet other military wives and all that. So I'm looking forward to the support when I'm writing about the deployment in the coming year.
Okay. And going through your first deployment, it's the first that you can mark off in your calendar. They make a very significant mark in your timeline of life. And so I'm encouraged that you're going to write about it and share with us what you're going through. And I know that there will be people that will connect with you and say, you know what, you're not alone. This happened to me too. And that does really, pardon my French, suck. And then just a source of encouragement to each other.
each other. So I'm excited that you're going to share more of what you're going through in the coming year. We will definitely be there for you when that's going on.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Well, we've been chatting with Tessa. You can find her over on the blog. You just search for Tessa, and you'll get all of her blog posts, her amazing photographs, and more. And she'll also have a link up to her personal blog where she shares even more of her travels and adventures. Thank you, Tessa, for being part of the show tonight.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I appreciate it.
See that latte you have in your cup holder right now? Yeah, you see it. It's got a pretty label and a cardboard koozie thingamajig. Well, do you know that if you simply waited to drink office coffee instead, you could save hundreds of dollars a year? Dollars that could send your kids to college. Just something to think about as that liquid gold spills onto your interior at your next abrupt stop. This has been a message from Military Saves, where saving money is easy once you know where it's been going. To learn more, go to www.militarysaves.org.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the show. And we're wrapping up our show. Hopefully, you guys are still be able to listen to us if you're listening to us live. And if you're not, I apologize if you can't hear us, but you'll be able to catch it in the archives, this last portion of the show.
If they can't hear you, they don't hear you apologizing.
Oh, that's right. Oops.
Did that commercial just tell us to quit buying coffee and drink it at the office
or
the kitchen?
I
was like,
no,
what in the heck is that commercial? Is that directed towards me? I get it. Okay, fine. Can you tell I've been dealing with my addiction? You know, you get like conviction everywhere. Oh, fine. Commercial guy.
Okay.
That was cool. Tessa's fun too. Man, I'll tell you what. What an awesome group.
Yes, I
Very
know.
Cool.
I love her. She's great. I love everybody. I think we've assembled a really cool team, and we have spouses that represent whose husbands are in the Navy, in the Army, and the Air Force. Yes.
And some Marine Corps and some Coast Guard, and we are set.
Yes, we do. I mean, we have some in the archives on the blog, some Marine wife posts. But she doesn't blog with us anymore, which is okay because they had a lot of other things going on. And so I guess I'm just saying, if you guys are looking to plug in to a military outreach place, we are looking for bloggers all the time. And reach out to us, and we would love to connect with you and do that. So, okay, so we have a few minutes. I want to be able to talk really quickly about our any this is our little fireside chat portion of the show, where there's any kind of current event that we didn't catch at the beginning of the show. We'll do that, and then we'll tell you what's coming up next, and then we'll close out the show. So I have to do a quick little shout-out for my Downton Abbey fans, people that watch the show like me. And the last show was, I think it was very long. It was more than an hour. And I'm not going to give any spoiler alerts because I know not everybody watches it right on time. But I think the season finale is next week. And I don't even know how
Did
that's
it just
possible.
Started?
It just started.
They don't like you as much as you like them.
Oh, man. I don't need to watch TV anyways because I'm
upset with television
have too much
right
stuff
now.
To do, but.
Like the stupid.
You are?
Super Bowl and the stupid Grammys. I haven't seen a Good Wife episode, and I don't even know how long.
Oh.
Like, what in the heck? Every time I'm like, Sunday night, woo, Good Wife, and then it's a stinking Super Bowl, like, boring, and then it's like, and then the Grammys, not as boring, but still boring. So, I'd rather watch the Grammys than the Super Bowl. Is that funny? I just have no interest.
You know, I watched the Grammys. I taped them. And I have to say, I can't remember the last year that I watched the Grammys because I normally don't watch it. Or I'll watch part of it, but not all of it.
Right. That's what I usually do.
But it was very tame. I thought it was very tasteful. They had a lot of good musicians. It wasn't just all shock and awe of crazy
Bing.
People not dressed, dancing
Bing
like a strip
Bing.
Show.
That's true. It's been
I
like that.
Sting.
I think you were watching the MTV Music Awards, silly.
Oh, was I? Okay.
No, I don't know.
Was that the American Music Awards?
There's a lot of different ones.
I mean, you know, speaking of the Super Bowl, I liked
Beyonce. I really thought she did a great job.
Love her.
I don't have any of Beyonce's music on my iPod, but I do like her. But I don't get the stripper moves. Like, I don't need to see that. She doesn't really need to do that.
Which one was
doesn't
it?
She just does some stripper dancing moves, or what I
never,
think would be, because I've never actually been
yeah, I've never
in a strip
seen
club,
strippers,
so,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's
I
dance, Beyonce
female
dancing.
Strippers. No. Yeah, so, no.
That's funny. I don't know what, I don't know, I just like her. I think she's cool. I like her because she's just not, like, rail thin, just works her behind off to be in shape and just looks fantastic, and she's, like, a great size, you know what I mean? She's someone I can say,
yes.
Oh, look, see those thighs? That's what a chick looks like, not, you know, to my
well,
kids
and
or something.
I don't think she takes herself so seriously. That's why I like her. But I thought she did a great, at the little party that we went to, everybody was like, loved Beyonce. It was like, turn the music up. I mean, you know, before that, people were talking, kind of watching the game. She comes on, it's like, okay, shh, everybody watch.
I mean, she's beautiful.
She
so, yeah, we did the same
so.
Thing, though. Like, we were talking during the game, and then Beyonce came on, and we were like, stop the madness. We have to watch Beyonce. So I thought it was fun.
Yes.
And her girls came out. It was a good
okay.
time. I guess it was a good game, too. Yay. I don't know. I joked that the Ravens would, of course, win because I said I believe they have purple in their uniform, and purple always wins. I don't know why. I just like purple for a color, and so that's what somebody else had put me on Facebook, and that was my response. My husband's like, just stop.
Oh, okay.
Just stop.
That's
there.
Sort of like me when I go to the horse races, which I haven't been in years, and I'll pick
mm-hmm.
the horse based on how he looks in his little outfit.
Or like, ooh,
so,
cute
yes.
name. Yeah, awesome.
Absolutely.
All right, so
never
Downton
mind,
Abbey,
but...
people are talking about that everywhere, by the way. I was at a woman's meeting. Sounds like I'm at my yearly or something. A women's meeting. I can't remember what it was for, and the lady said, ooh, we're going to be off. What days it come on, Wednesdays?
No, it's
Tuesday?
On Sunday night.
Sundays, okay, so she said, maybe it was church on Saturday night. I think that's why they go on Saturday night. And she's like, oh, miss it? That's okay, I'm going to watch Downton Abbey. I was like, what is it about the show? I got to watch it.
You have to watch it. Well,
I know.
It's so different. It's because it's so different than anything else. It's a snapshot into a earlier time, a simpler time maybe on some respects, but a much more formal time.
Did they have toilets then? That's not a simpler time.
I don't even know what they had. They don't show that.
That's not. I'm so used to reality television anymore.
They barely got electricity like a couple episodes ago. It's set right now. I think they're in the 20s.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing how much in 100 years, like we've fast forward through.
And women's rights.
You know.
Amazing.
And
so what?
Rights.
Oh,
so
coming
okay.
back up, I'm excited. When is Krista coming back? Is that next? Is
so
Krista
will be
weeks?
Here. Yes. She'll be here
okay.
in 2 weeks. Krista's Corner, January 26th. So tune in
nope,
for that.
Not,
we're really excited.
Not January 26th. That's not
oh,
true.
February
26th. We're in February.
Yeah. Sorry. February 26th.
I'm like, no, no.
Sorry,
okay.
It's 2 weeks from today.
Awesome.
February
26th.
Okay, 2 weeks from today.
I love it when she comes.
Yes, she will be here. And then we're going to do our FRG show in March.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're on a roll. So really what we're working towards is to do two shows a month. We used to do a show every week. Then we did a show once a month. And now we're doing two shows a month, and it seems to be working out really well with your schedule, my schedule,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see. I mean, in the future, it may change. We may go more or less, or
yeah.
who knows what, a special episode on something exciting. And
more.
I'm excited about that. So
right.
we're, just to let you know, like we're, I always like to give a little sneak peek, if I can.
Yes, you do.
On who is listening to our show. And one of the things that it always is amazing to me is we do have new listeners every single week. And because I know I tell Tara, I'm like, really, it's not just you and I just chatting here, just even though it seems like it. But so our Krista show, if you haven't listened to it yet, it's had almost 3,000 downloads.
Oh, wow.
In the last
well, it's such
weeks.
Good information,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
It's really good. So it's called Creating the Best Year Yet with Krista Wells, and we talk a lot about not your traditional kind of SMART goal setting, but a little bit more than that. So I encourage you guys to listen to it. If you haven't listened to our interview with the general's wife, Beth
Corelli,
that Tara did, it's really great. And her book, Now You Tell Me, that's in the archives that you can listen to. And the other one that I will give a shout-out to is our Thanksgiving show with Craig Newmark. I love him. He is the founder of Craigslist.
That was a good one.
He has a real big passionate for helping military families. So those are just a few in the archives that you can shop for shows and download them. If you've got a road trip coming up, if you are on the treadmill and trying to work out like the, all of us here on the show, we are trying to take better care of ourselves and take time for ourselves. So we encourage you to download some of our shows on your iPad, iPod, whatever you have. Yeah, so that's what's some other things. And I also want to say really quick, over on the USAA blog, because you know I write over there, and I always like to tell you what you can find. I just did a blog post on having a baby with your husband deployed. That's going to be coming up. I interviewed Crystal Spell, the creator of Army Wife 101. Oh,
love
I know
her.
What I did. I love her. I did, you know, we talk about deployment countdown calendars. Everyone knows kind of the idea of put Hershey Kisses in a bowl and you have a Hershey Kiss every day and you kind of count down, or you do the big links of construction paper and you have like a bazillion links construction paper everywhere in your house. I did a little bit different, and I did instead of counting down, you count the other way, you count up. And so, for instance, with the paper chain idea, instead of making all of the links and then removing a link for each day, you make a link each day as you go. So you don't start out with any links, and then you do one, then two,
right,
then three. And then on each link, you have your kids write, sort of like use it as a journal, something good that happened that day, whether it's like a gratitude thing or something you're thankful for or an event that happened, or if it's just a message that they want to write down for their deployed mom or dad, like love you, miss you. The dog peed on mom's shoe today, which Boomer did pee in my shoe yesterday. Oh, gosh, that dog is driving me crazy. So you can find my blog over on usaa.com/spouse community and click on deployment, and you'll find all of those articles on that side of the house. So I encourage you guys to check it out.
Very cool.
Yes.
Do you want me to tell you a secret?
Sure.
I'm only going to tell you. Don't tell anyone. Okay. I just was, when you were doing your interview, I was looking on the internet on my on USAA, because it's a good website, and I bank with them, and I've already got my taxes.
What?
In your face. See how it's done?
Shut the front door. Are you serious?
The U.S. Treasury has deposited money into my account on February 12th.
Oh, my word. I need
how
to
you
get
like
my
me now?
Here.
And I'm you haven't done them yet? Yours are probably harder.
No.
You
I
own a house right now, so, you know, we're housing. So it's not as hard. Isn't that cool? So everyone,
awesome.
Get on the ball. Because if I'm a procrastinator and I've done it, I don't even know what to say about you.
Right.
And
giggle.
I never got a flu shot. That's what I keep thinking about every time I think about being a procrastinator. I did not get a flu shot, but I wash my hands a lot, so I've been okay. Oh, goodness.
I know, I haven't gotten a flu shot either. The Emily Post's daughter would not be, granddaughter would not be very
she would not be happy with us right now. And I sneeze on people often. Just joking. Oh,
no.
Man.
All
right,
okay.
So let's do
all
our
right, everybody.
Wrap up. Should we do our things?
Yes.
Skip it. Okay. Or skip it.
All right. So thank you, everybody. I want to say for listening to our show, I want to say thanks to our guests tonight, the bloggers and our team at My Military Life. So thanks to Tessa, Marla, Anna, Vanessa, Tori, and we want to give a shout out to Allison. We missed you tonight, Allison. We hope to have you back on the show soon. Our show airs the 2nd and the 4th Tuesdays of the month at 9 p.m. Central.
So we invite you to listen live or subscribe to our show via iTunes.
That's right. You can catch us on February 26th, the next show with Krista Walls. You can connect with us on Twitter at My Military Life, on Facebook at www.facebook.com/mymilitarylife, on Pinterest, always a fun one, at pinterest.com/mymilitarylife. And be sure to make us a part of your routine. Subscribe to our show via iTunes. And just like Wendy said, we're looking for bloggers for our My Military Life blog. So join us over there, and you met all the girls you'd be blogging with. And by submitting a sample post and why you'd like to blog to info@mymilitarylife.com. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. There we go.
Yes. All right. Our disclaimer for our show is we're not part of any government official agency, the Department of the Navy, Department of the Army, Department of the Air Force, Department of Defense. The views and opinions expressed here are by our co-hosts and guests do not reflect official Navy, Army, Air Force policy. Any advice we give is strictly the views of the co-hosts and our individual guests.
Thank you for listening to the show. Favorite listeners, please visit us online at mymilitarylife.com for archive shows, show times, and upcoming guest information. It's been a pleasure.
All right.
Have a great night, guys, and a great 2 weeks.
Can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.